You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Bears, and I'm your host, Lauren Cox from Pro Football Focus. Here on Locked On Bears, we are getting you ready for the NFL draft here throughout the month of April, but especially every Monday on Mock Draft Monday. Today, we're taking a deep dive into all of the possible draft trade scenarios here for the Chicago Bears in the first round. We'll look at the potential top trade partners that could be in line for the Bears to move both up or down, and we'll explore sort of what kind of situations could prompt Ryan Pace to want to strike a deal here in the first place. I hope by now we all kind of realize that Ryan Pace is pretty big on making these kind of draft day trades. And I think it's worth here taking a quick recap to understand just how often Ryan Pace likes to pull these moves on draft day. We've seen him trade draft picks in other trades, you know, traded Brandon Marshall for the fifth round pick that went to Adrian Amos, seen other guys move for late round draft picks. You know, he'll make them in the offseason, or I guess out of draft season. But when it gets to draft day, we know Ryan Pace likes to work the phones. Obviously, the big one we all know, Mitchell Trubisky. The Bears traded up from the third overall pick to the second overall pick. They gave up a third round pick. That was pick 67. They gave up a fourth round pick. It was pick 111. And they gave up their third round pick for 2018. So two threes and a four last year to move from third overall to second overall. You remember the aftermath of that trade, the tweets, the articles. The Chicago Bears got fleeced. I think there were boos at the Bears draft party. There were pictures of Mike Glennon absolutely stunned. I mean, everyone was really stunned when the Bears made that move for Mitchell Trubisky. It was the unproven quarterback. People were unhappy. There were talks of fire Ryan Pace. What is this GM doing? 12 months later, we're sitting here, and boy, Bears fans sure are singing quite a bit of a different tune now. You know, Pace had to get his quarterback. He had to make sure he got his guy. But the bigger thing I think we can take away from that Mitchell Trubisky trade and from the last few years, really, of Ryan Pace's draft resume is that when he feels his word conviction on a player, he's not afraid to go and make a move. But at the same time, when he does go and make those moves, he also realizes when and how to recoup those picks he gave up if he's still confident he can trade back in other rounds and still land his prospect. So after that Mitchell Trubisky trade last year, he made another one in the second round. The Bears originally held the 36th overall pick. They moved down 9 spots to 45 with the Arizona Cardinals, and that was the pick the Cardinals then used to take Buda Baker at 36. Bears still landed Adam Shaheen at the 45th overall pick, but in that trade down, the Bears added a 4th round pick, they added a 6th round pick, and they added a future 4th round pick for 2018. They used that 4th round pick to take Tariq Cohen, the 119th overall pick, and they used that 6th round pick in another trade in that 4th round. So originally the Bears just had the 117th pick in that 4th round. They added 119 to take Cohen. But then when they were in the 4th round, they traded from 117 up to 112, you might remember, just 5 spots up to go get Eddie Jackson. Another player Ryan Pace seemed to covet, wanted to make sure he got his playmaking safety that he obviously saw high potential. We saw the fruits of that move this past season, and we saw the Bears use the extra picks he recuperated from trading down in the second to move up again in the fourth. That extra 6th round pick was the move to get Eddie Jackson. So a lot of moving parts in 2017 in the draft, up in the first, down in the second, up again in the fourth, getting the guys that he wanted, both by going after them and letting them fall to him later in the rounds, recuperating picks, ultimately not ending up too far off in terms of overall lost resources in the draft. Then back in 2016, you might remember, Pace traded up from 11 in the first round up to 9, just two spots with the Buccaneers to take Leonard Floyd. All he had to do was give up a fourth round pick, but again, conviction on a pass rusher, gave up that fourth round pick, moved up just two spots, got the guy he wanted, and then he went and recouped those picks again in the second round. Bears originally had the 41st overall pick, they traded down to 49 with the Bills, and then he traded down again from 49 to 56 with the Seahawks, still landed Cody Whitehair in that second round, but in the process added three extra fourth round picks, two in that draft and one in the following draft. One of those fourth round picks was used on Deion Bush, and another one of those fourth round picks was traded in that fourth round again, moved up, got Nick Kwiatkowski. Similar story. First round moved up to get his guy. Second round moved down twice to recoup those picks. Fourth round moved up to get his guy. Ryan Pace likes to make these draft trades. You know, we didn't see as many of them in his first draft, still trying to get his legs a little bit as a GM. He traded two fifth round picks to move up into the fourth round to take Brock Vereen, the safety. Obviously, that one didn't quite work out, but in that trade, he added an extra seventh round pick. That pick was used to take Charles Leno, so ultimately came away with a starter that reached his second contract with the team. All things considered, we've seen Ryan Pace make seven trades in his first three drafts. One in year one, and then three in each of the last 2 years. I think we are almost guaranteed to see the Chicago Bears make a trade in the 2018 draft. Might not necessarily be in the first round, but coming up next here on Locked On Bears, we're going to look at the most likely trade partners and trade scenarios for the Chicago Bears to potentially move in that first round, either up or down. Back here on Locked On Bears, looking at potential first round trade scenarios for the Chicago Bears. You know, Ryan Pace is sitting here with the 8th overall pick, and when you're in that spot, it's generally speaking going to be expensive from a draft capital standpoint to move up, because you're already in the top 10, and the closer you get to the top 5, the more valuable those picks get. So in general, moving up from 8 is going to be expensive, and you add in sort of the overall scenario of this draft class, and you have teams outside of the top 5 potentially interested in moving into the top 5 purely to get a quarterback, and all of a sudden this market might be more of a seller's market for the earlier picks before where the Bears pick, a seller's market for the people the Bears might be trying to buy from, and you could see this being an expensive draft to try and move up. There's not a lot of options for the Bears to get higher than 8th, but there are a few potential scenarios. So let's start here with moving up. Seems to be the move in the first round that Ryan Pace has a history of being more inclined to do. When we just look more generally from like a mock draft standpoint here on Mock Draft Monday, you look at the first three picks, it's the Browns, it's the Giants, it's the Jets. It's pretty likely that all three of those are going to be quarterbacks. I think there's a little bit of question as to maybe the Giants could go elsewhere, but all likelihood, first three picks are going to be quarterbacks. The Browns then pick again at number 4. Obviously, they're not going to take another quarterback, but there's a lot of talk that the new GM, John Dorsey, could be looking to move down from that 4th overall pick, let another team looking for a quarterback move up to 4, get past the pick at 5, the Denver Broncos, that could be looking for a quarterback. And if the Browns do trade down, we could see the first 4 picks of this draft all be quarterbacks, which I believe is pretty unprecedented in the history of NFL drafts. You know, we've seen the first couple, and we've seen, you know, 3 or 4 go in the top 6 picks, but to see 4 quarterbacks go in the first 4 picks is a strong possibility, and it would be an incredible draft scenario. But regardless, there's no reason the Bears would move into the top 4, especially with such a high value on the quarterback position. But we get to pick 5, and the Denver Broncos might be looking for a quarterback, probably are looking for a quarterback, but if four quarterbacks go picks 1 through 4, there's a chance the Denver Broncos might be sitting there and they don't want the run to the litter. You know, they don't want the scrap heap of quarterbacks, and they might just say, okay, we'll go with our guys and try and get a quarterback next year. Maybe that puts the Broncos as a potential trade up partner if the Bears are looking to move up. You know, if Ryan Pace falls in love with Quentin Nelson, the offensive lineman from Notre Dame, you know, Harry Heaston says we need to get this guy, or maybe Ryan Pace falls in love with Bradley Chubb, the edge rusher from North Carolina State, and he wants to make sure he gets them. He has that conviction like he did with Leonard Floyd, like he did with Mitchell Trubisky. The Broncos might be the team to trade with here, because if they don't get the quarterback that they want, there is a chance they're interested in either Nelson or Chubb, because right after Denver is the Colts at 6, who also have the needs at the offensive line and the edge rusher position. So, you know, there's some reason there to get past the Buccaneers and the Colts to try and get one of those guys, because chances are Nelson and Chubb are not lasting to the 8th overall pick. When we start looking at potential trade compensation here, moving up from 8, you know, everyone always talks about the draft trade chart. I think, is it Jimmy Johnson that's famous for starting that? I might have got that wrong, and someone will tweet me or text me after this show and tell me, no, it wasn't Jimmy Johnson, you idiot. It was Bill Parcells. It's one of those guys made this draft chart that kind of assigns a number value to each pick to try and look at what each pick would be worth in trades. When you look at it in actuality, that chart's not followed all that accurately. You know, I think in the next year or two here, somebody's going to end up doing the analytics and Excel mathematic formula and take every draft trade in the last 5 years and calculate an adjusted trade table. We don't have one right now. It at least provides a decent starting point, but I tend to look more at previous year's trades and kind of say, well, if other teams moved from similar picks to similar picks and they gave up XYZ, here's what the Bears might do if they're in a similar situation. So because the Chicago Bears don't have a third round pick this year, makes it a little bit tough to be moving up, because third round picks are kind of in this sweet spot of trade value where they're not so valuable like a second round pick that you don't really want to give up, but they're worth a lot more than just fourth and fifth round picks on day three. Third round picks are really kind of the go-to trade picks. The Bears don't have one. You know, they have 2 fourth round picks, but that likely isn't going to be enough to move up to the 5th overall pick, to move into that top 5 or just outside of it. But at the same time, the Bears can't just give up their second round pick to move up there. So if the Bears are going to move up to 5, you're looking at potentially a combination of a future third round pick or a future second round pick plus some day 3 draft picks. Maybe it's a future third plus a current 4th and 5th, or it's a future second and a current 5th, or maybe you trade a future second and a 4th and get a 5th back. You know, some combination of a future pick and some day 3 picks. Or maybe you give Denver your second rounder. You say, here's the Bears' first and second round picks, but the Broncos, they have 2 third round picks, so maybe you get 2/3 back, so you're kind of trading down in the second round to the top of the third round while trading up in the first round. One way or another, there's ways to work it, but it's not as easy to move up when the Bears don't have that third round pick. If the Broncos do take that 5th quarterback, or maybe they do take one of those two guys, but Indianapolis isn't sold on Chubb or Nelson or something, there's a chance the Bears could move up to 6 like that. You know, I think we're looking at a similar price, but it's interesting here because the Colts, they have 3 second-round picks right now. So, you know, that's a move where the Bears could maybe swap first-round picks and maybe also swap second-round picks, throw in a 4th or 5th-round pick, find a way to do that without really giving up a lot of pure pick capital, but just more giving up draft position in later rounds to move up 2 picks in the first round to make sure you get that second best non-quarterback in this draft, get the top pass rusher, get the top offensive lineman, get the player that Ryan Pace would have conviction on. Because in this draft, I think the Bears have a little bit of an issue because the 3 teams that pick right before them, Denver, Indianapolis, and Tampa Bay, they all kind of have some similar needs as the Bears, and those needs that fit positions like offensive line an edge rusher. You know, it's Quentin Nelson and it's Bradley Chubb, and somebody else is going to come off the board most likely before the Bears pick. And if those top guys that fit the Bears' needs, that are also sort of the best players available, if those guys are gone, the Bears might be more inclined to be looking for that trade back. So coming up next on the podcast, we're going to look at some of the QB needy teams that might be looking to move up to the 8th overall pick. But I'll also go into a couple teams here that I see that don't need quarterbacks, but might be willing to move up to that 8th overall pick for other reasons. That's coming up next on Locked On Bears. So today on Locked On Bears, we're looking at potential first round trade partners and scenarios here for the Chicago Bears in the first round. And really, in all likelihood here, the run on quarterbacks is going to go at the top of the draft. And I think a lot of teams moving up for a quarterback are going to be looking to move up higher than the 8th overall pick. But if quarterbacks do start to fall a little bit here, and they don't all go at the top of the draft, or maybe a couple of these more intriguing, polarizing, potential boom or bust quarterbacks like Josh Allen from Wyoming or Lamar Jackson from Louisville, if they slip past the top five, then you start to get these quarterback needy teams that are picking in the teens that might be looking to move up and pounce to try and get their guy here. So, you know, you look last year, every quarterback in the first round was traded up for. Trubisky, Texans moved up for Watson, Chiefs moved up for Mahomes. So we're going to see some type of movement up here from one of the teams, likely outside of the top 10, moving up inside of the top 10 to get their quarterbacks. The one that everybody points to, everybody starts first, the most obvious trade candidate is the Buffalo Bills. They have picks 21 and 12, much like the Rush album. Easy to remember that way. But they also have 2 second-round picks and 2 third-round picks. And so I look back at previous drafts to try and get a feel for what type of value trading up from 12 to 8 could be. Back in 2016, the Tennessee Titans traded up from the 15th overall pick up to 8, so a little bit farther than the Bills are going to have to do. They traded up to get Jack Conklin, the offensive tackle, for that trade. So to move up from 15 to 8, 7 slots, they gave up a current 3rd-round pick that year, a future 2nd-round pick, and then they got back a 6th-round pick in return. So they traded their first, 3rd, and a future 2nd to move up 7 spots and got a 6th-round pick back. And in this scenario with the Buffalo Bills, obviously I think they'd be trying to move past the Miami Dolphins at 11 and try and get up to get that quarterback that's starting to slip through the cracks. Maybe the Bills won't want to go as high as 8. They're just trying to get past Miami at 11. But if they do, they want to make sure no other team like the Cardinals or the Dolphins is trading up to try and get their quarterback. You know, you're looking at the Bears here to go from 12 to 8. You know, maybe the Bears add a late 2nd. You know, the Bills have 56th overall. They also have the 1st pick in the 3rd round, 65th overall. That seems like the proper compensation here for the Bears to move back from 8 to 12. A late 2nd, early 3rd round pick might be all it takes, and it's a nice way for the Bears to recoup some draft capital and still get their chance at a top prospect. I already mentioned the Dolphins there with the 11th overall pick. They're kind of a team that's been rumored for quarterbacks here. Maybe they're not as keen on Ryan Tannehill. You know, they brought in Jay Cutler last year after Tannehill got hurt, and you know, the Dolphins are really kind of going through this big rebuild right now. Maybe a new quarterback is in a part of that. And if they're scared that the Buffalo Bills are going to jump past them or the Arizona Cardinals are going to jump past them and one of those quarterbacks is still sitting on the board, you could see a team like the Dolphins maybe be interested in moving up to the 8th overall pick. The Dolphins don't have a ton of extra draft capital. They have an extra 4th. You know, they're only moving up a few spots here, and you might be looking at more like a 4th-round pick or multiple 4th-round picks or multiple day 3 picks to move up from 11 to 8. You know, remember in 2016, the Bears moved up from 11 to 9. This would be 11 to 8. Bears moved 11 to 9 with just a 4th-round pick to go get Floyd. So we're looking at that as a similar benchmark. Maybe it's a 4th and a 6th, or maybe there's a trade down in the 3rd, you know, some kind of combination of day 3, 3rd, 4th, 5th type round pick. Nothing earth-shattering to change the Bears draft, but it's just another chance to Ryan Pace to kind of try and work his magic. He's found those third, fourth, fifth round guys that have stepped in and contributed. More lottery tickets is always a good thing. Of course, the other QB needy team that everybody points to as a big candidate to move up in this draft is the Arizona Cardinals. They currently hold the 15th overall pick, and we know the price tag here from 15 to 8. We just said it a minute ago. Titans, 2016, traded up from 15 to 8. Took a future second-round pick and a current third-round pick. And it works out that the Cardinals do have two third-round picks this year, so maybe instead of a future second, the Bears get two-thirds. Or maybe maybe the Cardinals do just want to give up that future pick to kind of invest in getting things right with the young players in this draft with a rookie head coach. You know, they have different options there. That's what's nice about having some of that flexibility. And the Bears have options too, even with trade partners, because it's not just the QB needy teams that are going to be looking to move up here. Because when we look at the top non-quarterback prospects in the draft, it's Chubb, it's Nelson, and then we start to get into a lot of defensive backs. You know, you can put Tremaine Edmonds and Roquan Smith up there at the linebacker position, but the other guys, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Derwin James, Denzel Ward, these guys are all kind of in that conversation around the top five non-quarterbacks in the draft. And there's a good chance that one, two, or all three of those guys are still going to be on the board at the 8th overall pick. And when you look at this Bears roster, they re-signed Kyle Fuller, re-signed Prince Amukamara, brought back the entire starting secondary, plus Bryce Callahan in the nickel. They don't necessarily, quote-unquote, need a defensive back. Now, the Bears can obviously always add playmakers in the secondary. You can upgrade from Bryce Callahan in the slot. You can find a way to get Minkah Fitzpatrick or whoever on the field, despite the talent that you already have. But you might look at other teams that could covet some of these top defensive back playmakers. Maybe they look to trade up to 8 to make sure they get the guy, to get the playmaker that they see as the perfect fit for their defense. And I think there's a couple teams that make sense for this. One of them I already mentioned is the Miami Dolphins. You know, we talked about the trade compensation, a third round pick or maybe multiple day 3 picks to move up from 11 to 8. But I mean, the Dolphins are a team that just have a gutted, pretty terrible roster right now. They just need defensive playmakers. Fitzpatrick, James, Ward, etc. could be that plug-and-play playmaker on the defense. Doesn't take a lot to move up from 11 to 8. Might be a nice surprise when people on the TV broadcast of the draft, oh, the Dolphins are moving up for quarterback, and they take a defensive back. It's a possibility there. I think the Dolphins could be moving up to 8 or beyond their 11th pick, wherever they would go, for multiple reasons, even beyond a quarterback. They're definitely a team I'm keeping an eye on. Another one right in that draft range for me is Washington. They need defensive backs. They traded away their best one, Kyle Fuller's little brother, Kendall, to the Chiefs in the Alex Smith trade. But the Redskins don't have a third-round pick. So if they're moving up from 13 to 8, you're probably looking at future picks plus day 3 picks. You know, maybe a future second and maybe a fourth or a fifth or... You know, the Bears just need to get creative. They're making a deal with a team like Washington. We've seen them be inclined to make pretty big trades in the past, so I think there's ways to work it out, even with teams like the Bears, that maybe don't have the ideal draft capital to move up, but you can throw in future picks. If a team wants to get that missing piece for their defense, they'll make it work. I think the potential trade partner, though, that is the most interesting one for me, that has a lot of dynamics going into that, is the Green Bay Packers. They pick 14th. Like I said, Washington picks 13th, and the Dolphins pick 11th, so we're all kind of looking in that early teens range. But the Packers are interesting for a lot of reasons here. First of all, they have 12 picks in this draft. That is the most of any team in the NFL. The Packers have 2 fourth-round picks and 3 fifth-round picks. They traded Demarius Randle to the Browns. They obviously tried to sign Kyle Fuller. There's some dynamic there with the Bears. They didn't get him. And we talked a couple weeks ago to my friend Owen Reese about the Green Bay Packers. We went in depth on all the NFC North teams, but Owen was our guest for the Packers. We talked a lot about how weak their secondary kind of sits right now. They since added Tremont Williams back in. They've got some names in there, but they could use another young playmaker to kind of pair with Kevin King. The question for me becomes if the Bears are willing to facilitate that. And I don't know if this Kyle Fuller situation affected relations. I mean, we know the new GM, Brian Gutekunst, he's taken a little bit of a more aggressive approach with the Green Bay Packers. It's not Ted Thompson in charge anymore. Maybe the Bears would be more willing to make a deal with him. You know, the Bears could really use those extra third and fourth round picks that it might take to move up to that eighth overall pick down to 14. Gives Ryan Pace more chances to add talent, even at the risk and expense of giving the Packers a chance to add potentially a nice defensive playmaker to their secondary. So I think the big takeaway here is that the Bears' trade down options really do go beyond the quarterback needy teams. And I feel like the chances of the Bears trading with a team so that that other team can draft the quarterback seems a little bit low for me. I think it's more likely that a team moves up for a defensive back or a linebacker, whether it's Edmonds, Roquan Smith, Minka Fitzpatrick, Derwin James, Denzel Ward, you name it. There's going to be some defensive talent still on the board when the Bears pick at 8. And if Ryan Pace is sitting there, not necessarily enamored with any of them, and still feels like he can trade back and get a good prospect, I think we'd see him be willing to pull the trigger. I think the Bears can move down to 11, 13, 14, and still maybe land a guy like Mike McGlinchey, offensive tackle from Notre Dame. Similar connection as Quentin Nelson, obviously not as highly regarded of a prospect. Also maybe an edge rusher like Harold Landry from Boston College. Two guys I think would be great fits for what the Bears need and could use on their roster and still be potential best players available, you know, 5-6 picks after the 8th overall pick, if the Bears still traded down. These are guys that would be a little bit early for me at the 8th overall pick, but really solid fits later in this draft, and you still pick up extra draft picks in the process. There's a lot of draft possibilities here for the Bears, and we're going to try and get through as many as we can here on Locked On Bears. Still to come this week, my friend Kyle Krabs from NDT Scouting is going to join us on the podcast, and we're really going to dive deep into this offensive line class. We'll talk about why Quentin Nelson was so good, we'll talk about why Mike McGlinchey is a good prospect, and Kyle in particular thinks Texas offensive tackle Connor Williams is legitimately a top five prospect in this draft. It's one of the things I love about Kyle is that he is not afraid to trust his eye, trust his process, and not get caught up in what everybody else thinks about the draft. He has his own opinions. He stands by them. He backs them up with film. He has a draft guide that breaks down everything with all these players, and he's pretty high on Connor Williams. We'll talk about him and maybe if he could be a possibility for that eighth overall pick if the Bears don't make a trade. So, of course, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast listening app you're using now. We're on Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, every podcast application service you can name. We should be on there. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. Leave us a review if you don't mind. Go out and tell your friends about Locked On Bears. And just keep coming back for more Bears analysis. Of course, the NFL draft focus all this month. Like us on Facebook, Locked On Bears. Follow us on Twitter, at Locked On Bears. Really helps us grow the show. And in return, you get another great reason to bear down.